Hey Arisen Nation, it's Sam here, and on this episode I bring you one exciting topic. It's currently 1:42 a.m. here, and I just had one of the biggest aha moments in my life, and I just wanted to share with you guys. Otherwise I'll just, you know, sleep over it and then forget about it the following day. And so rather than doing that, I just decided to share with you this big aha moment I just got. You know, writing my notes and my personal notes down, I just decided to, you know, get my microphone and just, you know, give it out. And so today I give my title of this episode as "Your comfort zone is the demon against you." So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. I remember back at way back in junior high school, my school was celebrating a 10-year anniversary, and one of the occasions or one of the programs that were on the calendar was a quiz program. So basically, I'm sure most of you who have been, you know, who have been watching TV for quite some time now, you know this program called the What Do You Know Quiz Challenge. And so it's a quiz challenge where, you know, people from different schools compete together, and then they get a winner. And, you know, it was a quiz program I used to watch, you know, way back. And and I was given the opportunity. For some reason my teachers and, you know, colleagues thought I was, you know, smart enough to go for the quiz. And so I just decided, you know, and I was told, "Hey Sam, can you study for the quiz? We are having a quiz by next month or two, and these are the topics," right? And I was scared to hell. Like, me being an introvert, and always the shy person, I always said no to it. My first answer that I gave was, "No, this is too scary to do," right? So I came home, I talked to my parents about it, and, you know, funny enough, they have a good way of getting me into this state where I feel like I can do everything, right? And I hope you have someone in your life that also, you know, gives you that, you know, that confidence, I should say. Maybe your parents, could be your, you know, your girlfriend, whoever. But those people are really, really important to your life. Anyway, back to the story. So I tried to convince myself to actually take this opportunity and see what's up. And, it was too scary, you know, just the thought of, you know, going on air, coming on television and stuff. It was so difficult of a thought that it was more difficult than even studying for the quiz program. But anyway, I somehow managed to overcome that. And then we went to do this quiz, and we came out second out of three schools, right? But it was such a fun experience. But thinking through the whole process of the fact that I didn't want to do this. And after a while, I found out that it was rather an exciting journey for me to actually, you know, build on my skill. And I realized, even as at that young age, I realized how much have changed, right? From just saying yes to an opportunity I was scared of, right? Fast forward, you know, in medical school, I'm sure I've told this story on the podcast before, but, I was trying to make some money on the side, just to support my parents, because, there was a huge, you know, financial burden on my parents. So I wanted to relieve that burden by, you know, taking on some jobs. And, and in my circumstance, it was tough to get out of school and stuff like that because of how the whole medical program is structured. It's so difficult to, get a job. And so, I resorted to the online, way of making money. So I was basically, all over the place looking out for, ways to make, I'm sure I've told this story, but then just to give you a point at, bear with me and, I'll go through it. So, I was on this whole journey of, finding ways and means to make money, and I heard of, the Forex market. And it sounds so, it sounded so nice and interesting and blah, blah. And, so I decided to take some few courses. I deep dived into this whole idea of investing online, making money off of currencies and buying and selling currencies and all that. And, I got hold of the skill of, making money online and, creating some sort of a passive income for myself. And then I figured out, okay, so I didn't have a skill. I was able to, find a skill, perfect it to make sure that I was also perfect at, what people were doing. And so I decided to, get into the whole world of, educating people about it, telling people about, hey, this Forex thing is real. Like, I was thinking it was a scam and blah, blah. And I found out, how to do it, perfectly. And, I was basically looking for people who would want to learn this skill. And this also gave me a whole different journey altogether, right? I am still an introvert, someone who is always shy and stuff like that. But, the whole thought of getting people around me to actually, teach them about this skill was so tough that, I actually, didn't do it for quite a while. I remember for like 2-3 months, I was still on the verge. I was still, deliberating on whether to do this or not. But, I still gathered those guns and then I actually did it. And, it was, looking back, it was so much fun having, to give you a picture of what I was doing. So basically, I had about, well over 200 or 300 students, all over the world, people from Ghana, from Nigeria, from, US, from Canada, from all over the world, right? I had students where I was going live on Facebook, face to face with some of them, giving tutorials. I was also doing weekly, Forex Outlook. What the Forex Outlook was all about was, giving, my predictions on the currencies for the following week, right? I did that consistently for about, 8-9 months, right? And it was so much fun, in the moment. But before the decision of trying to do it was so difficult for me. I remember how, it was painful. I could feel the pain of, getting out there, putting my name out there for people to know about this and that. And at the end of the day, I found out that, many people were there just waiting for me to come out with this product or service I had by providing education for people. I remember one of my, one of my favorite students was, she's a mother of, three. They are all, working, her daughters were all working. And I remember she telling me this story. I mean, telling me how much, my explanation to her in the Forex game had changed her life. And I was thinking about it. So if I hadn't had gone outside my comfort zone, if I hadn't had, actually decided to, take the leap of faith and forget about all the, consequences that I had in my brain telling me not to, finding ways to convince myself not to actually do what I wanted to do. When I'm thinking about it, I just realized there's so much out of your comfort zone if you, the whole saying of, There's greatness, outside your comfort zone. It's so true. It sounds so cliche. It sounds so like this is, some quotes we see all over the place. People have been saying it, so it doesn't sound like it's something so important, but I guarantee it's so much important. Looking through my life and thinking about the big things I've been able to accomplish in my life, they were all out of my comfort zone. There were times, all of them were times I was trying to convince myself not to. And for some weird reason, when I finally decide that, I'm just going to do it, I end up becoming a better person. I end up becoming a greater person than I was. And so thinking about it, I was jotting down some notes this morning and, I kept thinking about what's all these great achievements that I've been able to do in my life all came out from these areas when I just didn't want to and I just did it. And so I hope these stories that I have shared with you would give you some sort of confidence that you need to actually push, to actually step out of your comfort zone, because I guarantee you that is where your greatness lies. And I'm going to share another story where, with the whole, the whole side effects, I should say, from, stepping out of your comfort zone, it gave me the opportunity to be speaking to, I had a lot of speaking gigs. People were inviting me all over the place to talk, to talk about what I've been able to accomplish, and stuff like that, to the extent that I got opportunity to speak to, a group of, men who I would say, they are people I would call my fathers and my grandfathers, right? And they were seated listening to what I had to say to them. And it's because I just stepped out of my comfort zone. I just decided to do what I was so scared of doing, which is to, get out there, to put myself out there. And so I challenge you today, listening on this episode, whatever you have, as a dream, whatever you have as a vision, whatever you have as something you want to accomplish in the future, in the near future, please step out of that comfort zone. Do what scares you the most. What you're thinking of right now, the whole idea of getting out there, just do that, because I guarantee you that's going to make you greater. One last story and then I will end this episode is, so I have one of my clients who, I don't want to go into the exact thing she does, but, because I haven't had the permission to do that. But basically she has a business where, she has a business where, she's looking to sell her products, more often, right? Because she doesn't have a lot of people buying her product. So, she came to me and, I was helping her with coaching her as to what to do, how to go about it and stuff. And one of the things I told her to do was to start doing Facebook lives every single day, right? Until I told her to stop. So, basically telling her story, because, with her product, what she had to do was to tell the stories about her product. And she wasn't shy of the camera. She wasn't someone who is scared of the camera. She just wasn't so comfortable sharing her story, sharing her backstory. Why she should tell the story. She was so scared of the fact that she needed to talk about her story. And I completely understood her, but, I was trying to give her that edge that, that whole urge to, push on. But, for about 2-3 months, she hadn't, still got the, confidence to actually tell her story. And I know for a fact that her story is what would change the whole belief system of people to actually buy her products. And so she texted me on Facebook. She's not in the States. And so she texted me on Facebook and, thanking me for, pushing her and stuff like that. So I was kind of confused because, it's been several weeks now, that, you know, we've been talking about this topic, you know, back and forth. And, you know, she didn't seem like ready to take that task. But, in the message, she told me she did it. And reading that message, like, it gave me so much happiness that I was able to convince someone, not just myself, I was able to convince someone to actually step out of her comfort zone. And, you know, she did a Facebook Live, and, you know, she got exposed to a lot of people. People were sharing her story. She got over 50 comments all over her Facebook page. She got about, you know, almost 1,000 people watching. She got emotional about it even while telling her story. But the whole point was that she was able to do it. She was so scared of talking about her story, but she did it. And as she did it, you know, the whole effect is going to come very, very soon. I promise you that. I'm going to give you updates on what happens in her business. But basically, I just thought about what she did, and I knew how scared she was. I knew how frustrated and nervous she felt whenever I talked about, you know, hey, you have to do Facebook Lives every single day for, you know, X amount of days or X amount of weeks. And after thinking through, she finally did it. And I was so happy, you know, I was so happy that she was able to step out of her comfort zone. And, you know, she came back telling me she's now excited to even do more videos and stuff. And also grateful and happy that I was able to convince just one person to actually step out of their comfort zone. And so, I hope this episode, leaves you with just this one lesson that, you know, greatness actually, it's outside your comfort zone. Don't be there sitting and wondering about how you're going to do something, right? How you're going to accomplish something. It's always nervous when you are trying to reach to a goal, a heavy goal. But if you actually grab the confidence, and then take action, there's so much, you know, greatness ahead of you that you haven't accomplished. You know, throughout my story, I have shared how, you know, how I emerged, you know, the greater person, how I emerged the smarter person, how I emerged the winner at the end of my comfort zone. So I hope this episode leaves you with just this, that stay away from your comfort zone, because that is where, you know, your greatness lies. And it's the reason, you know, some of you listening haven't been able to, you know, do what you really, really want to do, right? It's the demon in your life right now. I know it for a fact, because thinking about my life, I wouldn't be able to accomplish some of the things that I've been able to accomplish if I was still in my comfort zone. And so rather than praying against, you know, family members who you don't even know, you've been told that these people are people, you know, fighting against you. No, those people are dead and gone, right? Those people are dead and gone. The demon against you is your comfort zone. Stay away. Stay out of your comfort zone, and I guarantee you success. Cheers, and have a blessed week ahead. Bye-bye. Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you are on Android, and iTunes if you are on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com, and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.